And it's Mark Andrews with the Arctic Radio Network. Today we speak with Chuck Davidson. Chuck is the president of the Chambers of Commerce of Manitoba. Chuck, thank you for taking time out of your day and speaking with us today.
Great to be with you again, Mark.
Let's talk a little bit about a program, the Mineral Development, Manitoba Mineral Development Fund. Apparently, there's some dollars that's going to be given out to different people. Let's talk a little bit first about what the MMDF is.
Sure. So the Manitoba Mineral Development Fund is basically a fund that's been set up to help stimulate and help grow economic development in northern Manitoba. So this is an initiative that we've got a $20 million fund that the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce is running on behalf of the province that we've set up as a separate entity. And what we do is we take applications from all sorts of northern companies and organizations that are looking to do, it could be in the mining industry, it could be just broad-based economic development. And what we're trying to do is how can we help stimulate and how can we create additional jobs in the north? And so this is something that we've launched. It's been almost a year now, and we've been able to hand out close to $2 million to a variety of different projects throughout northern Manitoba.
So tell me a little bit about the fund, the history of it, how it came to be.
Yeah, so the fund typically was something that was run by the province, and a lot of northern communities may remember that the province used to have a fund that was set up for, and it was specifically for mining communities, when they would have sort of a downturn. It was almost like a community fund that was set up. And the way that it had worked in the past was one that was not very successful, and they weren't getting the results that they wanted. So what we did is we partnered with the province and suggested, let us run the program for you. And so how it basically works is that we've got this fund that we have an allocation of close to $2 million per year. It's an application-based, again. So on a monthly basis, the way that we've set it up is that we've got a review committee that's made up of northern mayors and individuals from the northern communities that they review projects and they make recommendations in terms of this is a good project. We think this is going to help, whether it's to stimulate mining or we think it's going to help stimulate economic development. And we'll put dollars into those projects. And then those projects get the dollars. They make investments. We sort of work with them to make sure that they're hitting all the marks. And again, what we've seen is since we've launched this just over 9 months ago, tremendous success. And you know, what we're looking for is again, you know, raising awareness over the course of the next year to get more projects coming in and more people aware that this fund exists to really support northern opportunities. And, you know, I think that's sort of the key message that we really want to get out is that there is, you know, an investment fund that is specifically for northern projects that's just waiting for people to put applications together, which is an easy process as well. Like we can turn projects around in less than a month and get money into the pockets of these businesses and these not-for-profit organizations, indigenous groups as well.
So how are the projects approved for the northern stakeholders?
Yeah, so basically how it works is projects will come in. We've got Jessica Ferris as our program manager. She looks at and she'll work with all the proponents. They'll put together an application, a bit of a business plan in terms of what their idea is and how much money that they're looking for. We've got a review committee that is set up that reviews all of the projects. And so what they do is they'll provide us with recommendations. And it's chaired by the mayor of Flin Flon, Cal Huntley. Individuals like Ron Evans and Becky Cianfloni from Community Futures are on it, Rob Penner, Lyle Safranets from Valet. They'll review all of these projects. And this is they'll determine whether or not they think this is something that makes a ton of sense or is a good investment for northern Manitoba. They'll provide recommendations to the board of directors. The board of directors will basically sign off on these, and then we'll start working with the proponent. So it's as simple as that. You can go on our website at jointhechamber.ca. There's a pull down under initiatives for MMDF. So if anyone has questions or they want to look at some of the projects that we've approved today, you can simply go on there. You can contact Jessica in terms of how you can kind of go through that process. We can walk you through that as well. So trying to make it as easy as possible. And one that, again, is hands-off from government. This is not a government. Government has handed us this initiative, and they have zero input into kind of the projects that we look at. These are determined by northern stakeholders, and they make those determinations.
Talk a little bit about some of the projects that have been approved so far, Chuck.
Yeah, so some of the projects that we've looked at right now, obviously, you know, from mining projects have been some key ones. So we've made investments in Calinex. which is doing some exploration in the Snow Lake area. We've done developments with Alamos Gold, with Marcel Colombe First Nation as well, which they've developed a land-based youth development project up in the Lynn Lake area. So that's another one that we've been able to make an investment in. We've made in other investments with New Age Metals in regards to a lithium division. So looking at those kind of opportunities and smaller projects as well. So, you know, trying to work with as many First Nations as possible to get them to make, you know, key investments is something that that's really of interest to us. And I think can be a key part of really helping to stimulate greater economic development in the North.
And so that's awesome stuff. And right now, we'll talk a little bit about what's next for MMDF in 2021.
Yeah, so I think the fact that in the first 9 months that we've launched this initiative, we've, you know, been able to get close to $2 million out the door on a variety of different projects. What we're looking to really do over the course of the coming year is to really increase the awareness. You know, launching a fund like this in the middle of a pandemic was, you know, people might have thought, well, that's not going to work very well. We really haven't had the opportunity to even get up north to go and do this in person. So some of the things that we've been doing, we've been holding some virtual seminars with business leaders just to give them a broader understanding. You'll see a marketing campaign that's going on throughout, you know, northern Manitoba as well. You know, even on the radio stations, you know, we're doing some promotion of that. We'll continue to do that promotion and outreach to business stakeholders, raising profile, and all our goal is to try to get more applications in, more people aware of it, and recognize that we can continue to prove more projects.
So tell me quickly before we go, how do people apply, or if they want more information, what do they do?
Easiest thing to do, Mark, go on our website at the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce at jointhechamber.ca. Under initiatives and resources, there's an entire section that we've dedicated for MMDF. If you go on there, it'll walk you through the guidelines. It'll walk you through the application form. You can connect with staff. You'll understand who the review committee is. You can look at other projects to think, you know, is this a good start? So that's what I would encourage everyone to do first if they're thinking about a project or that they might want some funding for. I mean, and we'll fund anything from a $5,000 all the way to $300,000. And so there's a wide range of what we're looking for. But again, what we're really focused on is this a project that we think is going to help stimulate economic development? And is this going to create some additional jobs in northern Manitoba? That's a key as well. So there's different metrics that we're looking at. But if you go to our website at jointhechamber.ca, you can find all the information on what the process is and connect with our staff to make sure to see if this is something that is right for your business or your idea that you have.
President of the Chambers of Commerce of Manitoba, Chuck Davidson, it is always a pleasure, and I'm sure that we'll talk again in the near future.
Thanks, Mark.